This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Okay, welcome back. It's an actual episode. It has been another bit of time. It's been Christmas, January, and
it's still January.
This is going to be a fun one, guys. This is really, anybody out there listening, aside from me, Allison, and a few other people.
And the cat.
The cat who's waiting for its food to come out of this feeder. Like, look at it. Do you know that's what it's doing? My cat sits by the feeder that's automated.
He's manifesting it to come.
Well, they're conditioned. They're like, any minute now, this thing's going to give me food.
He gets excited like it's the first time ever.
Okay.
It's like how my dog runs to her kibble. Oh, she's boy. Like, kibble again. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I know. So Allison is back.
I'm back. This is my third time.
You are like a regular now. It's amazing.
It's fun.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks
it's
for having
like a, me. We've had a long day.
Yeah, we've had long
We both
years.
Have had a long, we've had some years. That's why this movie is right on point.
Yeah, very much.
Right
yeah.
on point. And I actually, did I suggest this movie to you?
You did when we went out for drinks
oh.
in December.
It's funny because I was and telling I people was about movie. This movie in the middle of my conversation. I'm like, have you seen my old ass?
And I was like, what?
Everyone's like, what are you, why are you making jokes? I'm like, have you seen it? And they're like, not on purpose, but okay, Tiff.
It's like only when you've been surfing.
My old, not
so
even
fine,
because
not even, it's covered up.
Covered up in a wetsuit.
Yeah.
Have I seen your old ass? I'm just kidding.
Just when my bikini's too small.
Oh my God. So this is a fun movie to watch and then ask other people if they've seen.
Wait for their expression when you ask them if they've seen it first. Just how Tiffany talked about it. Just wait for it. It's hilarious.
It's not a hit on. It's not. Or it's not a like pickup no. line. It's not. It's just an actual movie that I found on Amazon Prime. And what's funny is we're doing this movie and I've been, I think me and Julie and you have been talking about the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I can't get my robot arm where I want it to be. Having a microphone is. It's aggressive sometimes.
It's powerful.
It's really like in my face
in
right
face.
Now. But anyway, I do have a
that's
lot
what
of.
She said.
That's what. Here we go. We're not going to get anywhere, guys. 3 minutes in.
Sorry.
What else can we say?
It's just in my face.
No, it's fine. I'm trying to like angle myself so I can see Allison. I'm just trying to see you.
And the movie. Okay.
Oh no! But then if you turn, we can't hear you. You have
okay.
to be directly on this piece of the... There you go. Take it with you. Wish you guys... We need a YouTube channel. No, but I was like thinking I should be doing like Oscar picks. Like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Well, we talked about The Substance.
Oh, that... Yeah.
And I've already talked about that, so...
Good movie, not for me.
You did not enjoy it.
I'm a rom-com type of person.
I know. I'm surprised you even put it on, to
well,
be honest.
Well, I watched it right before I had a hearing the next day, so I was stressed out, but it was good.
You're like, this did not help.
But it was
took your mind off of it, didn't it?
It was really good. It was very thought-provoking.
Oh, my God. I still think it's amazing. I can't believe it's even in the running, just
it's
to
amazing.
Talk about it.
I mean, just to think about like what
it's in the running.
The thought process was behind that. And
it's
I think
deep.
It relates to some of this movie, too, in a different way.
Yeah.
Completely
yeah.
different
yeah.
way.
It does. And there's great movies out. So maybe I'll do another. We still have time before the Oscars. We have
there's
a whole month.
February.
So maybe some of these movies, if you guys want to find out more, I will definitely. I swear I'm going to make a promise. I will do a Oscar. I don't know.
You
podcast.
Could do like a snippet. Or
yeah. Like talk about. I can
one.
Talk about like my top three. There's a lot of them in the running now. So it's, and I don't even love the Oscars because it's, you wonder what how it gets picked and,
mm-hmm.
but because I was so anti-Oscars when I was in my youth, I was into the
Ripple?
Independent film.
You're an indie film girl.
The 90s. Yeah. But it's good to just know what's like.
I just like the fashion.
And there's some actually, there's good ones now. Like I
there's
think The Last Showgirl is good. And well, all right, we're not going to talk about
I
that.
Haven't, I don't know all of them. I just know. Substance
well maybe you come maybe we should have I need another mic I could get more people
That would be have a roundtable discussion.
Yeah, I can get. I could probably. Maybe I can borrow one from somebody.
Because you have four holes.
I do. Not. I mean, I. That's what she said. This is really. See how many we can count by the time we're done. How many
you
jokes?
Need the noise thing you had when you were. But
I have it. I don't know what this one does. Perfect.
That was it.
It's what she said. It needs to be louder. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was it's helpful. All right. So the movie is My Old Ass, and it is. Let's see. It stars Aubrey Plaza.
Yay, Delaware.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. She's from Wilmington, right?
She is Wilmington. Yeah.
Yeah, and then also Maisie Stella. How funny! That's my daughter's name. Well, Stella, which I didn't realize that was her name.
Maisie?
Nobody, but Stella.
Your other daughter.
Stella's in there somewhere.
I like that name, Maisie. It's cute.
Yeah,
she's
and then
great.
We have Percy Hines White. There's a bunch of people here, but who was like the mother?
The mother, I feel like I've seen her before.
Who was the mother? They don't really say mother.
What was
Kathy?
That? Kathy? Is that her name?
I guess so. Maria Dizia.
I feel like she's been in other things I've seen.
Definitely.
But she's great.
She was great.
They were all just great. It's just an easy movie to watch.
I'm gonna turn you up, I think.
Okay. I'm not gonna yell.
No, it's okay. I just want you to be able to.
Until I go out later.
It's better.
That's better. Now
I
can hear me.
Yeah, I just moved you up so you're not like, okay. Sorry, we're still.
Okay, we're trying to figure it out.
I do have a master's in film production, but not in audio, apparently. Okay. So we're just figuring it out. I can also go like this so I'm not so intense. All right, so I suggested this. You watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I've told a bunch of people to watch it.
Me too.
It's kind of like an unexpected. Doesn't look like much. I was scrolling past it. I love Aubrey Plaza, so mm-hmm. I clicked on it, and it's a great story. The setup, and I'll read the one line. Where's it at? Give me the description, please. IMDb. Where's your little? They don't even have it here now. It's like they changed the format. Oh, here we go. Storyline. A mushroom trip brings a free-spirited Elliot face to face with her 39-year-old self. But when Elliot's old ass, when Elliot's old, in quotes, air quotes, old ass delivers warnings to her younger self, Elliot realizes she has to rethink everything about her family, life, and love. So, yeah, this poses the question, like, if you were to go back in time and have a chat with your younger self, I don't know, what would you say?
That's a good question.
Like, what would you tell yourself? That's kind of what I thought of, which is...
That's like the premise.
Yeah, that's the premise.
Question, but it's a good question.
Yeah, and then also, here it says, what would you ask your older self?
Ask my older self?
So one way or the other. Like, what would you want to...
Am I cool?
No. Right.
I think there's some of those questions
Are
that
you
Elliot,
cool? That's a good
Elliot
one.
Asks that's her older one. Self.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What I found so endearing in the beginning when they were talking about it, like how they set it up. And I'm just jumping to the part where they meet and Elliot's tripping and meets up with Aubrey Plaza, who's the older self at 39 and a PhD student, was how excited Elliot, the younger Elliot was. And like, she was like, oh my gosh, like, am I having this house and this, all these things.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We'll talk about the movie. 100%.
Yep. Spoilers galore.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Go see it.
It's really good.
I'll try to do a little Instagram post.
It's awesome.
Telling all my amazing fans, many listeners.
This is where you need the applause button.
Oh, right. Let's see. This is it. Hey! That was loud. Hold on. That sounds like rain. No,
clapping for you.
There's like a woo in there.
There's a woo.
Woo! All right. Okay, cool. Okay.
But I thought it was so endearing just how she was so interested.
Yeah.
And almost that kind of like naively interested in an innocent way about like what was happening in her 39-year-old self. And the fact that she's like, oh my God, you're still in school at 39. And I know that I thought that when I was like, I got to get married by I'm 40. Spoiler alert, I'm 47. Never been married. Don't think twice about it at the moment. But just remember having that thought, like when you're 18, yeah. thinking like 25 is this is what this happens, 30 is when this happens, and then all of a sudden you blow past it. And to come back and see Elliot at 39 and talk to her younger self, be like, dude, chill out. You know, that's how I kind of feel like.
Yeah.
I would tell my younger self just to relax a little bit more. And kind of what she told her younger self, like, enjoy your family.
Yeah, like, don't get hung up on it right now.
Because it's what you don't have as a younger person. You don't have the
just wisdom. Just a little segue for Allison on the... We didn't. That actually isn't a part of this recording, but the surf report.
Oh, I was checking the surf report.
I got
report.
A message. Sorry.
We surf.
We're also surfers, guys.
I got a surf report too.
That's what I mean. I'm on the text thread.
Oh yeah.
So I saw that. But anyway, I interrupted your thought. I'm
Jetty
so sorry.
Is the plan, but the wind doesn't look so good. So
okay. Well.
20 miles an hour west northwest. No.
Might be a sleep in situation.
Gonna have sleep in and go teach. Yeah. I would just tell, I mean, I think it's funny if you put yourself, here's a question for you. Like, put yourself back in your 18-year-old shoes. Yes, I was dying to get out of Delaware somewhat, but I also like knew I would miss my family.
Right.
And I was excited, but also had trepidation about going out. But then you realize, like, when I've come back in my older years, how wonderful it was.
Yeah.
And just to be like, calm down, enjoy it. But you don't enjoy it at that time because that's not what it's about for you.
Yeah. No, I think I get that. I mean, I really wanted to get out of my town.
Yeah.
I
did too. I mean, by that time, the world felt so small.
Do you think? All right. Maybe I'll walk through the story a little bit. So, like... So it's her birthday. It's like the summer, right? She's going away to college. She's with her friends. They decide to go.
She's probably a Cancer because she's leaving in 22 days. And they usually leave in August and 22 days back from that. It's like Cancer season. Season.
Oh, I didn't.
I just did that in my head right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that.
Yeah.
And she and her friends. Well, first she goes to hook up with this girl. She's like a bit of a player.
Yeah, she. Well, and that's
well,
what
she's
I found
got
so
like
interesting.
Some confident. Yeah, like she. They
just kind of walks in and they start making out.
I'm like, wow, that's bold.
I was not like that.
It was interesting. So she has this like hookup session with this girl, and then they go camping, and she trips mushrooms with her friends, and that's what brings on the like it said. That's what brings on this older version of herself.
Yeah.
And in the midst of this, she's kind of like not doing nice things. Like her parents have dinner and a birthday cake and she doesn't show up. And then, so she's all caught up in herself, which I guess is very,
it's very 18.
It's very 18. Were you like this at 18?
I think we all were. Yeah, I was.
I'm trying to remember what I was like.
I definitely knew having a summer birthday, you know, like we did do family stuff, but you're like so involved in your friends.
Yeah, I definitely fucked was. Off all the time. Yeah. I had no respect. I mean, I have to admit that. Sorry, mom and dad.
I definitely did. I know that I didn't have very much of a long leash to go off. But I also, they kind of instilled in my brother and I just the sense of you felt really guilty if you did something bad.
Yeah.
Like, and you had a conscience.
I did too. Yeah, I did.
And my brother and I would say, like, we can't lie. Like, there's. We just can't. We were brought up without that.
But her parents are chill. Like you get the vibe that they're not like, you're punished. Like I was, I had strict parents. Like they would have punished me.
I would have been. Yeah. If they knew what I was doing.
They'd be like, we were waiting for you. And that's so disrespectful. Like my mom would not have had that.
No.
Like I had to lie to my mom about certain things.
I wonder if that's the generation though. Cause when's the time period of this? Is this like current?
I think it's current.
Current. So I do think the parents are different now.
Maybe. I mean, I'm definitely different than my parents were for sure.
Well, we didn't have cell phones and all that stuff, you know? So like you kind of said, hey, I'm going here. And they're like, we believe you. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. And I can track you on Life 360.
Yeah. No, there was none of that. No, there was I would be out in like the field with my friends.
I know. I'll never forget for anybody that a friend of mine from back in high school, if anybody listens to this, there was this thing, God, it's such like a 90s movie, but like there was this guy and his family had this huge property that was almost like a giant farm and it was on this were Joyce Lane. Joyce Lane.
Joyce Lane.
And it was the Joyce Lane party. It's kind of like in Reality Bites where he has the party after high school, after graduation. So everyone graduates and they have this huge fucking, and everybody sleeps there and tents.
We used to have those.
And like that, people, though. Bands play. It was wild.
That's awesome.
And I asked my mom, like way before this happened, like a month or two in advance, I'm like, Mom, I want to go to this party. And she's like, you're not allowed to do that. You're not going to sleep out with boys. And
I was
like, oh my God, you guys suck. And everybody, so I just like did this really badass thing where I like left. I'll never forget it. Sorry. I have to get the whole thought out. I knew that I was going to do it. So I made my plan. I had my pack. Like I had the getaway, the, you know, my friends came to get whatever. I left my mother a note and it was like, cause she wasn't home. Mom, I went to the Joyce Lane party. I know you told me I couldn't go. I'm so sorry. I'll be back tomorrow. My mother went looking for me at this party.
I'm sure that's what my mom would have done.
And she couldn't find me because it was huge.
Wow.
Thank God she didn't find me. Wow. I was so fucked up. And I think I had sex with this guy. Anyway,
oh
sorry.
Oh my gosh.
See, look, I was straight and then I'm a lesbian. Yeah, the movie's the opposite. In the movie, she's lesbian and then she finds her gay way. I'm just kidding.
But with it,
no, she finds her straight way.
To your mom's like credit,
yeah,
having friends who have children of that age now,
yeah,
like I understand, it's like a huge investment.
Mm-hmm.
They've invested
True.
In you,
yeah.
And
yeah,
they want to make sure you're okay. But at the time, as an 18-year-old, 16, no, I was like, I'm sleeping over here, and then none of us slept there. We all slept somewhere else.
Yeah, you guys.
A couple infamous parties.
A lot more lying.
And then I come home at 7 a.m. and be like, why are you home so early and sleeping on the couch and tired? I was like, I just need a bagel. And then I go back to bed.
I know. My dad would like do
so
this
bizarre.
Thing.
Like they would know.
Sometimes he would know that I was out and whatever. And then he would be like, I need you to come out here and help me with the car. I'm like, oh my God.
They just knew.
He was like, I'm gonna get her out of bed or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, you suck, dude.
They knew.
You suck.
Yeah. And they're just being good parents.
True.
You know?
True.
And prepping you so you could go out when you were a working adult and get up early and go to work after
I mean,
you went out and partied. So no.
But God, I don't know wonder what it would be like to like have yourself appear.
Be weird.
I know, and at first it's really funny in the movie too, because she like is like, you're not me, like you don't look like me, and like what's with your hair and your teeth, and
your hair gets darker as you get older, people generally.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how she doubts it at first, and then it's like, okay, well look at this scar and look at this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, whoa, that's crazy.
Well, how much do you think you look like yourself now as you did as a child? What do people say? Because both of us are past 39. But I don't think there's much difference that happens in the past 10 years.
I think I look pretty similar, except my face is thinner.
Okay.
Well, it's like I had
collagen.
A baby face.
Collagen goes away.
I had like a big round chipmunk cheek face. Oh. I did for like years, like even into my 20s.
Wow.
I looked so young. Like everybody was like.
Everybody probably wanted like.
I just looked
dewy.
Super young. I hated it for so long. And my mother would be
too.
Like, you're going to be happy later. I was like, okay.
That's how my mom.
That's what you think. But
I got asked if I remember I was working at a pizza place my senior year.
I worked
of college.
At a pizza place.
It was fun. It was great. Mm-hmm. Like all of us worked at this one place in Greenville. Pizza
did
by
you,
Elizabeth.
Did
so
you flip
good.
It?
No,
did you,
I was
did
a server.
You toss?
I didn't toss.
Damn.
I was a server and it was a great job. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I came back in grad school and, but I remember the end of my summer getting ready to go back to be a senior. And I was talking to these people that had come in. Plus I never wore makeup.
Really?
No, I never wore makeup really. As I grew up, but the senior year thing was kind of a turning point where number one, I was telling these clients, I was like, yeah, I'm going back to school. They're like, oh my gosh. Are you going to college? I said, yeah, I'm going to college. Like, oh, are you excited for your freshman year? I was like, I'm going to be a senior. Cool. And then later that year, my mom, I got the headshots done that everyone
That's
does.
Funny.
And my mom was like, you need to get some makeup. So she took me to get makeup so you could see my features.
Did she really?
Yeah, well, because you can't see them in the photos.
Oh, how funny.
You know, I didn't really know. And maybe had mascara and stuff, but I remember putting it on and I was like, but it wasn't like, it was like eyeshadow. It was just so you could see my features.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a little bit more of a, I think it was just the puffy face from college where you drank beer and I didn't know I was allergic to it. So I was like really puffy.
Oh.
Yeah. You get puffy face from that.
That's true. You can get puffy face.
And from being tired and stressed and all the things.
All the things. Yes.
It would be weird to see I also think of it in a way where there's been a lot of conversations I've known in I'm not a therapist, but the worlds of like going back to your younger self and mm-hmm. childhood trauma mm-hmm. and thinking about how she's coming back to heal a part of herself. And I wondered about that during this movie. Like she's coming back, she asked for a hug.
There's some beautiful moments really around that, kind of like loving yourself, like mm-hmm. inner child. I hate to use that phrase, but that mm-hmm. kind of feeling, especially like you said, like they give each other a hug and they hold each other. Kiss. I know, she's like, I want to kiss myself.
I know.
They're just showing you how wacky this girl is.
She was so wacky. But like, but how awesome is that? She's awesome. Just all out there. And I feel like that is such a...
I know.
Am I too loud?
No, I think
I can't.
Good. No, okay. I'm just watching. This is what I do. I try to listen and watch the levels.
Okay.
See if they peak, but you don't have to do anything. It happens.
Okay, good.
Well, because we move it, you know, I'm just trying to be a little more like
we're not like robots.
If I was a real podcast, I'd have some dude over here like monitoring the stupid sound.
You're a real podcaster.
But I'm doing it, man.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But what I was going to say was I was in a thought and I forget.
You were talking about... like kind of healing the parts of yourself.
Oh, and I was thinking about Elliot being just so out there and like mm-hmm. that's so refreshing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because as we get older, I feel like you put on these different parts of yourself and different pieces of art you're more inhibited.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say that?
I think that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 But I think that, you know, I'm kind of jumping around and going to the end.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's just a really awesome moment when the older Elliot's like, just live your life and do your thing. And it's like, that's really all you get.
I know.
You just get one moment at a time. And I really appreciated the fact that they didn't try to change too much in the future. Because I have watched those kinds of movies where like, if you run into yourself, don't. I like those movies.
Yeah, I was trying to think, what are the other movies where they, similar to this one?
That you can't change your future.
Or just about seeing your younger self. I mean,
I mean
are they dumb?
Not younger self, no. The one I like, the Marvel movies.
Oh, the Marvel
movies.
And
they go back in time to get the stones.
Oh, right. The Infinity Wars or whatever. Yes.
The end game.
Got it. End game.
And they run into what is it? His face. Captain America runs into himself and he goes, one of them goes, I could do this all day. And he goes, yeah, I know. Because it's like they're looking at each other. It's really funny.
That is funny.
It's really funny.
That is funny.
But there is something even.
That's great.
Did you watch Lost?
Oh my God. I tried.
Okay.
Good God, that show.
I can't believe you didn't watch that. That's good.
I did for a while.
It got a little weird in the middle, but like
it went to a point where I just was completely lost. I was like, what is this now? I don't know what's happening.
It kind of went different directions.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's a rewatch someday.
It's good. But having the idea of like a constant, if you're traveling in time and things like that. And I don't think that this movie is necessarily that, but I appreciated the fact that they brought up that like mm-hmm. Elliot was like, let's bid on something, make a bet on Apple or put money down. And the other older Elliot was like, no, we're not going to do too much. We don't know what this means.
Right. Right.
So it still kept the integrity of growing up intact.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what it made me think about was, like I said, like, would I want to tell myself something to watch out for? And which she does, which is kind of what sets up what happens, which mm-hmm. she's basically like, listen, whatever you do, don't talk to this dude named Chad.
Chad.
Avoid the Chad.
Avoid the Chad.
Somebody would have told me to avoid the Chad, I'd have no children right now. That's my ex-husband's name.
Aw, hi, kitty.
So that makes me think too, like, what would you, you know, and what so that that's like the question of, could you, and it's kind of brings up that idea of like, are there pieces of your life that you wish you could just not have happened? Like if
or
you could just, or like avoid. And I don't know. And then it brings up like, is it worth it for that to not happen to you? Or, and that's kind of where the story goes, which is like, or, and also the point that, so there's so many things here. And then there's also the thing of like, even if you tried, you can't avoid what's coming for you.
No, because if you tried to avoid it, it would come to you in a different sense.
Right. And so that's also what happens is she tells her she's trying to avoid Chad and it doesn't matter because it's meant to happen. And so that both of those things I thought were really interesting.
I love that.
Yeah, and then I mean, it's so beautiful.
Chad. Chad was awesome.
I know. Such a beautiful man. He's a great guy.
Yeah, so goofy.
I almost wish he had some problems, just so they could have made it a little complicated.
Zero. Like,
is this possible? Are there Chads out there?
They are. You think you could?
Where are you? I'm just kidding. Now, I don't want it. I mean,
no. But I'm just saying, like, back in the day, like back at that period of our lives,
right?
Think about it. Like, did we really have that many issues? Unless you had not.
It's a good point.
Some people do.
Yeah,
yes,
it's a good point.
But like, no. Like, you're going to college.
Mm-hmm.
You're farming the cranberries.
I mean, yeah, I was doing
You're
that.
Excited.
I'm farming the cranberries. Absolutely.
I was watching the ripples in the pool as a lifeguard when there was no one in the water.
Just banging chicks left and right at
not
stores.
Me, her, not me.
Sorry. That was me. That was me.
And
no,
she's talking about Elliot, not Allison.
Sorry. That was me, though, in my dreams. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't even dream that then. I didn't even, like, that wasn't even in my.
It was not me. It's still not me.
Orbit of things in my head. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was just okay, making a little joke there. That's right, guys. That's right. If you need to hire anyone to do sound, give me a sound pad.
Don't contact
a mixer and a couple microphones. We got this. We got this. That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm here for you. Okay. It's okay. Should I pick up? I've interrupted your thought and no, made it weird.
And it just flew out of my head. Oh, I don't know where it went.
It's hilarious. That's so funny.
No, I just thought, and there were some really key moments in the movie.
Right?
But Chad, yeah, going back to Chad, I thought he was so sweet and endearing and like just so just genuine.
Yeah, he was hard not to not like.
Yeah. And she's genuine. They're genuinely who they are.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much riffraff. Like in the movie, that I feel like even looking at their hair and stuff, they weren't all done up all the time.
I actually really love that they were just like what I feel like kids look like.
Mm-hmm.
Just whoever they are and not like all done up. And like sometimes in movies,
they make them look better or done up. Or
yeah. But
real.
She was real basic and like he was the same. And the friends were awesome. What great friends.
Great friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she had a great life too. I think
she did.
The imagery and the setting, like the boats, the water, the nature. I could have just resonated with it because I crave that and I think it's just beautiful. But just being able to be so innocently like just go skinny dipping, jumping in the water when
was crazy.
It was amazing. And she did a shift with the cranberries and then went swimming.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, how wonderful.
I know.
You're not putting too much thought into it.
No. And you know what was really cool? Sorry. Can I interrupt
you? You're good. Go.
About the whole like idea of telling yourself to avoid, like to prevent, right? So there's fear about like, let me prevent this because this has really been hard for me.
Protect.
However, the positive things that she told her to do did happen and they were fine. Mm-hmm. Like hang out with your brothers.
That was sweet.
You know, talk
to mom.
Be nice to your mom. And she does do those things and it does have an effect. So that actually did do something, but the other stuff she couldn't affect by telling her. Like the part about fearing like the meeting Chad and what that would bring.
Isn't true.
That, it's kind
I
of
just
interesting.
Had a really random trippy thought. So
yeah.
Okay, so older self comes back to meet younger self.
Yeah.
Tells her these good things and the Chad thing. So then it happens again as the 18-year-old becomes 39, it happens again. So it's always the same cycle. Same stuff's always going to happen no matter what happens. So no matter what she says, it's like Groundhog's Day, which is
Sunday. Know. That's
that
we
was
have
the
to
movie.
Do that
yeah,
one.
That one you had to do with your friend because you're
No. I think we can do it.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not that good of a... I could try.
You can't... Come on.
Give it the old college try.
You can do it, Allison. It's just a movie chat.
That's fine.
I mean, we're doing it right now.
Yeah. But I think okay, so if I were to go back into my life and like, let's just get real raw here. And
let's
deep.
Do it. Let's get just, deep. Just and then we can talk real quick about our favorite scenes or something. But I like to get deep. Yeah.
I don't think I would actually tell myself. I would tell myself. It's going to work out and just like slow down.
That's a good one.
And also to just really open up and be real, because I think there's like times where I've held my feelings back I've done what I thought was the right thing to do and not really expressed myself. And I would be like, just tell them, because it's going to end, even if it's a relationship, and you'll feel better getting it all out of your system.
Oh, that's good.
And just like, because honestly, and after having a car accident where I feel like I was going to lose my life, you just don't know when it's going to change. And right, you just, right. I would tell anybody that today.
Mm-hmm.
But there would, honestly, there's nothing I would change about my life. It's not been rainbows and sunshine.
No, no.
100%. But everything I've done, it puts you on a, like a fractal or whatever, like trajectory to do something in where you are now.
Yeah.
Maybe it took me longer than another person to get to where I am today, but this is my journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell her just to like calm down and not eat gluten because you're celiac. And that's what makes your stomach hurt.
That's a doable one.
That's a doable one.
That's a doable
one. And don't drink beer because it makes your face blow up and you're still allergic to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Corn, not so great on your face. You're allergic to everything. That's about it. Because I would spare myself those 9 years in my 20s or earlier, because I went off of stuff in my early teens. But like I had a real hard time in my 20s with my stomach.
Oh,
no one could figure
out
what was going on.
I had stomach stuff too.
It's awful.
Yeah,
I took a break from architecture school.
Did you
figure it out?
Yeah, I had some things too.
Yeah, so I would be like, please don't eat gluten.
I wonder what I would. It's funny because I like parent kids, and I think about that. Like, it's you look at your kids and you think about yourself, especially young adults.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, because especially they look like you, and you're like, okay, they're doing.
Do you think that this could have been a metaphor for that?
I don't know. It's weird. And then just like watching, especially right now, I have one of my kids is in Italy and doing study abroad, which is something I exactly did at exactly her age, pretty much. It's so weird.
That's
like,
weird.
It's so weird to like see that, which I didn't think would happen, but it did. And I remember, and I've been in, you know, we text, I've chatted with her a couple of times. She's only been there a couple of weeks. And every time I've chatted with her and when she left, what I said to her was, you know, aside from helping her get there, I was like, listen, just do yourself a favor. I know it's going to be fun. You're going to have tons of fun. You're going to do a lot of stuff. You're going to be with your friends. But I'm like, every once in a while, when you're walking somewhere or you're in a group or you're in a place, just really take in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just take it in, you know, like smell the air, look around, like just have a present moment because you're in it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't forget that you're in it and like, it won't be forever, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Cause
I think
when you're young, you, like you said, you don't slow down.
Mm-mm.
You're so focused on next that you can plan all the things. But even when you're in them, you're like
trying to get
to where you're going and you're not thinking about it. And I just think that. And I remember we talked about this with the, what was
High
the
Fidelity?
Movie?
Reality Bites?
No.
High Fidelity.
Yes, because there weren't cell phones. Mm-hmm. And like, I have memories of walking through Florence with my headphones.
Yeah, same. That's what I did in Paris.
And it was very present, even though
You're
I was
so in the moment.
I just like floated through these places and looked around. And that's all. And I don't even know where I was exactly. But I do remember doing that. Like, I remember those moments. And also, I think, I guess, like, I mean, this is getting really deep, but like, I think at that age, you're so looking to like get out and like achieve or do the next thing or become older or
get
you have to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Or like become
identity.
The thing that you think you need to become.
I don't even know what that is. Some people don't. Most people.
Some people, but there's pressure to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I
think. A lot of pressure. And even in college. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like if I could say anything, I would probably say, you know, follow your dreams, follow your passions, but know at the same time, like, you are exactly enough right now.
Exactly. That's a good point.
You have everything you need. You don't need to be any more than this right this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody tells you that.
No, they don't tell you that. And I don't think that was very much part of our upbringing.
Not at all. I mean, this is now. This is like the woo-woo of now, which is like, you are everything you'll need. You know, it's like, where's Athena? Get her on here.
Yes, you're everything you could possibly be.
Well, yeah, you're like, you don't have to do anything. And then she'd be like, yeah, I don't. You know, I'm just kidding. Like, that's why it's hard for me to do anything, because I already know this. But
it's interesting. I think that's because I don't feel like that was the message. Our message was like, find your passion and make it great and do all those things. And like,
yeah. And then get a career and make some money and get married and pop out some children. And
I do think that the whole point of being in the moment, I feel like that's something that Elliot really did, even though she was so gung-ho. There was a shift in her from talking to the older Elliot about, like, you see a scene. It's going to go to some.
Yeah, let's pick a scene so we can. Sorry, we're not talking about the movie much.
I have a bunch, but there's like, this is a shift to like kind of what you're talking about. Well, she's like packing up her room. She barely makes eye contact with her mom. Her mom's taking the mugs out of the bedroom. This is early on. Mm-hmm. And her mom's like, well, I'll just let you get to it. And I can remember thinking about like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you're so into yourself and like where you're going to go. You got to do your thing, that you are like missing the fact that your mother's standing right there and like have a conversation.
Right.
So then later when she finds out that they're selling the cranberry farm, she goes, she puts her stuff back on the walls. Did you notice that?
Oh, I see. Look, and she, I was just rewatching it.
I noticed that the first time, second time, and the third time. But she puts stuff back on the walls. Like, okay, she put her stuff back in her room.
Yeah, I do remember.
It was just
this.
A funny, interesting moment after she started like talking to her family. And it's almost like she really became present there. And she wasn't earlier in the film. And taking that moment, I do think some of that's lost with cell phones for our generation,
true,
the younger generation.
Like, I agree.
I grew up, similar. I lived in Paris. I had a plan to Paris. I'd get out of the stop and like look around and be like, which way am I supposed to go? I'd push the page numbers in my book and find out where to go. And I walked all over the city with my headphones. So I got to know the city. But that was making me very present.
Yeah.
Even though I thought in my head, I was just so amazed and impressed with the beauty of Paris and like the whole.
It's amazing.
Soak it in. And to that point, I mean, I am a Quaker. I'm Quaker. So I'm not going to bring like tons of religion into it. But once a week, we would sit in silence and you'd just be.
Oh, that's amazing.
Meeting for worship. I got it twice because I went to meeting for worship on Sundays too. But at a friend's school, like you had time to be, even though you didn't really get it. I kind of got it my last year because.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you just sit in absolute silence?
It depends. You can, and then you can stand up and share. So it's a religious society.
I've been to. I actually, one of my best friends from college, Megan, who I don't talk to Meg as much anymore. But Meg, what's up? Her wedding was. What am I hitting?
This one.
Oh, that's a different one.
Hey Meg, what's up?
Wow, that was Allison took over the soundboard. I love it. Meg was in Italy with me, actually. She was I need to add more sounds. This is too fun. And okay, I don't even know what I was saying.
She was in Italy with you.
Anyway, I did her wedding and she had a Quaker ceremony. Mm-hmm. So I know what you mean about like the people. I know it's not. It's a ceremony, but still, I got the understanding
people
that
share.
Yes, there was a lot of sharing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of so basically.
Sorry, I'm really.
We're going all over the place.
It's great,
but oh my God. That teaches you to be very present. And I remember being a senior in high school, and so you have like all the things you're trying to do, like classes, sports. Applicate all the things. And I remember going to a meeting for worship and sitting there and being like, this is the only time I get to actually be this. I literally thought this. I may have been a little ahead of my time.
It's great. Said,
this is the only time I actually get to be with these people in a room.
Wow.
Again, every Wednesday and get to be there and just be. And just exist with my friends and my family. I'm like getting emotional.
That's good.
Because it's so special. Yeah, and I don't think we take enough time. Yes, no. Now there's yoga and you be and you breathe and namaste and all that. And I do all that. Yes, I'm a yogi. But I think there's some presence in just also driving in a car with someone and not talking, but just being present.
That's and a that really tough one for me. That. Sorry, anyone who's been in a car with me. Hey, Tiff, why are we listening to your own podcast while we're driving?
Because there are voices in my head, but now they're on a podcast.
Just wanted to make sure you heard me. I'm just kidding. Terrible. Okay.
But it does teach you about being present.
I'm sorry. No, but that's amazing, though. Because, I mean, I grew up going to church, but, like, there wasn't moments in church. I mean, you go through the sit up, prepare, you go up, down, sit, kneel, stare, whatever, say
and
a prayer,
prepare,
read a thing, walk down the aisle, look at the torture on the walls, Jesus on the cross, all around the room.
Drink some wine. To this day,
the Stations of the Cross upset me.
I don't even know what they are.
It's literally just, they have this thing. It's Catholic. And usually a lot of churches have it where there's a spot along. It's Jesus's walk to
die.
Yeah. And there's a part of each of it on the walk that happened. Yeah. They're very important parts of the story.
Yeah, I've seen
them. But it's sad. And you watch like the torture and the sadness. And I'd be in church and I'd look over and I'm like, oh my God, that's when they beat him and he fell. Like, that sucks. Sorry.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, but like it's no, not because funny,
but it takes me back to something I said because.
Sorry, Quaker, somehow we just went to the Stations of the Cross. But once a Catholic, always a Catholic. Oh my God. Or not. Oh my God, this is the wackiest one I've done in a while. Holy cow.
So I was.
Go ahead.
Well, as a Quaker, it's a Protestant religion.
Sorry, go ahead.
But we had religion, but I don't think we got as much of it as like Catholics did. And like going to Catholic school and all that. I got some, and my dad is Methodist, and I would go to Sunday school with him and then go to meeting. But it's just very different. Like you're born and you're already like, you don't have to repent for anything.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
You don't have to talk. So one of the biggest things is that I can just sit here and talk to God myself. That's what Quakerism is about. It's like there's no intermediary between you and a higher level. And a way will open. That's something we always say. And it's just like you're all the same. You know, there's
this
no
This is
one
like
higher.
I'm reading all this stuff. It's a whole other topic, not a movie topic. I'll talk later. About consciousness and energy and
but it's also like we believe it like Jesus is the Son of God and all of that stuff too but it was just a different way. It's very simple, and so they're kind of going back to the movie. It's like so simple. The things that you can do to have a happy life, like be kind to your parents, if you know, not everyone, but just being kind, like those moments, it makes it like a softer energy between the whole family. And the younger brother spending time with him and playing golf with the next brother. And just how she references them. I think it's funny how she even talks to her girlfriends. She calls him bro. And then there's this part where she comes into a room and the younger brother's like decorated it all with that new
girl.
Oh my God,
so funny.
And she calls him girl.
Right.
So I just think it's so cool how they're flip-flopping around a lot of like things we have been a lot of discussion around, like binary, non-binary, all of that stuff that
they threw it
into the movie, yet overlaid it with this beautiful like family dynamic that was just so easy to watch.
It was a really cool family.
It was really cool. And going through changes, selling the farm, like generations. I loved how she talked about, well, when she found out, she just walked right into the water. She didn't even care. She's like, what are you doing? And like, that's such an 18-year-old thing. Like, you don't even think about taking your pants off or your shoes off. She just walked right into where her dad was. And his dad was very like, sorry, kiddo. Like, you know, just accepting of her emotions.
That's what I think was so important too, though, for the story. I'll say this because, like, it was like she had to come to her own, even though she had input from her older self, which was probably better to listen to, because like a parent could be telling you those things and you're not going to listen to it.
No.
But it was like she's listening because she's like, fuck, I mean, I'm telling myself I need to do this. So it had a little more weight. But then they also made it so that she had to deal with she had to deal with her own self around all of these things. She didn't have to battle her parents out around it as well. Because sometimes that could be the case where your parents are creating conflict as well, and then you're dealing with them, and then you're not really focused on yourself again about it. And because they were so they were honest, but they weren't, I don't know, it was beautiful, like in that moment in the scene where she comes out and she's like, what do you mean, and how come you didn't tell me, and he's like, well, we tried to tell you a couple times. But he's not like, you don't listen to us. Like, he wasn't mad, he just was honest, which he was like, well, you know, you've been kind of busy and we tried to tell you, and sorry, you know?
What I thought was so interesting about that point of even being the parents, they're accepting of where she is in her life.
Right, they get it.
And what she's going through, and they're not trying to push her out the door or keep her in. They're just, like, letting her have the space to, like, have those emotions or walk into the water and freak out. And he's like, okay, yeah, like, We did try to tell you. It's not like we were keeping it from you, but she chose to be with her friends, and that's very normal. You know, 18.
Yeah, and it was beautiful because, I guess because I'm a parent, and I'm not saying I'm always so great at this, but, like, that's what you do.
Mm.
Well, the part that really, and I'll share this scene, like, we talked about the scene where she's with her mom, and they're sitting in those chairs outside. By the way, that view.
That's my favorite scene.
It's a crazy view. God. What the fuck is that place?
It's amazing.
Sorry. And and she's talking about, like, rocking her as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very simple thing. I mean, yeah, I rocked you as a baby. You know, we used to do this thing. And then you had all, and also, like, you had to have all your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all these, and it's funny, my brother was like that. He had to have, like, blanket and stuffed animals. And, and my mom was like, you didn't care about any of that stuff. I was like, really? I'm like, she's like, no, but he was, like, insane with all of his things. But she's like, but he had you also. Cause like you were older and you would like, he was like your baby. And I was like, oh, okay. But my point was that it's like that story, you know, she's telling her, this is what I did with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's telling her how one day she was like cribby or whatever.
Crib.
And she just wanted to go in the crib. And I guess I'm getting to my point, but like, so then she put her in the crib and accepted that change and was like, okay, here we're on to the next thing. But then was holding all of that, like the feelings and the sadness that our parents feel that they never tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think until you get older, you don't realize that they,
so
you know what I mean? And like for me too, like I spent so many years holding for my children. Mm-hmm. Like you don't tell them those things. Like you don't make it about you. You're not like, and I was so sad because I couldn't hold you anymore. I mean, like, I don't do that because that's just part of life. You just go, okay, next thing.
It's like a mixed bag.
And then you hold that feeling of like, I mean, even for me right now, like, you know, Stella's gone. My kids aren't here anymore. And I haven't sat around for months going, like, when they're around being like, I'm so sad that you don't live here and it's making me so upset. And like, I just go, yeah, it's great. You guys are moving
on.
Yeah. And then when they're not here, you hold that, the part for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go, yeah, this is a little sad.
Yeah, it is.
And I tell my friends about it and I tell my other adult friends and I express it there. But we parents do, they hold that. And I don't know. I mean, that's just my experience. Maybe not everything, but a lot of things.
That's true. And I mean,
and our parents have done it for us.
They've done it for us.
Absolutely.
And I always notice when... That was my favorite scene of the whole movie.
Why was it your favorite scene?
Well, it reminded me of my mom. And I'm close to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of knowing how... She's a good mom. My mom is a good mom. This mom is a good mom.
Shout out to Allison's mom!
Yeah, Jan. Jan.
What's up?
What's up, Jan?
Woo! Yeah, moms! Give it up to the moms, everybody. What's up, moms? Okay,
and
sorry.
No, but
I had to give it up.
It's funny, kind of like my dad would have been very similar to like the other that dad too. Just like, hey, well, this is the way it is, and like very matter of fact. But just knowing, it's also just maybe being female too. I'm not saying there's like men don't feel, but just knowing there's this connection with the mother and the child, whatever it is. And I knew my mom was sad when I went to college. I mean, she was trying to give a toast and she cried. And every time she gives me a toast at my birthday, she cries. And it's emotional. It makes me cry. And then I just like, you realize how much they love you to let you go do your thing.
Yeah.
And how hard that must be as a parent. And you're just like, I love you so much. Please go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you still hold some of that for yourself. And it's kind of funny to have it be like the reverse for me because I don't have children, but I finally moved back to the East Coast. My parents were here on the East Coast and then they suddenly become snowbirds. And so they're gone. And so I think right now, like what happens I go through the holidays. This is an intense period. We're all here together. It's really fun. And then they go away and I don't see them for like 4 or 5 months and I'm close to my family. So I was having some pangs of like, and I literally texted my mom. I was like, I just miss my family. Homesick for them to be here and knowing things will change.
Yeah.
Knowing they're aging, knowing I'm aging,
right?
Knowing the whole everything's changing. So there's just like a mix of like, yes, I'm so happy you're down there in Florida and you're active and you're doing your life, but I'm sad you're not here with me because I miss you sometimes. And then after a day or two, I'm like, I'm good. No, I'm kidding. But it's just like there's a, it's a mixed bag.
It is.
For everyone who's a parent or child.
And it does change as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this movie, it's funny that this movie brings scene. Up like all of these things. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should, yeah, let's get into.
I have another funny scene I like.
Go ahead. Here, let me I want to make sure I'm hearing you okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, you just, yeah, you popped
I
in.
I was kind of away from the
That's
machine.
Okay.
Sorry.
I will try to fix it later. It's okay.
Sorry, I was leaning back, getting
It's okay.
Coffee.
I think they still know you're here.
I'm still here.
You're still here. Okay, so what was your other... Why is that one so good?
I don't know. I keep pushing that. I keep thinking I'm pushing a different one.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I made it so loud, too. Oh, it's a shorter version.
Oh, I don't like that one as much.
There's like, I can actually, maybe one day when
a,
I actually
it's a
prepare.
For Allison. That's my
That's
theme
yours.
Song.
Yeah, man. That is yours. Mine. There's like, I could add other sound effects. I just haven't tried to do it
I
yet.
I used to like that with my little Casio keyboard. Yeah.
Well, and I could do it in post if I wanted to edit and add fun. Lots of crazy stuff. But it is fun to have like a little thing in the moment. Absolutely, yeah. So what else did you have? Because I was going to start talking about the boyfriend.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the boyfriend.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was just going to talk about the end scene.
Yeah, let's move it along. Why not?
The end scene where, first of all, like when she's like, he goes, I like looking at your face. She said, I like looking at your face.
Yeah.
And he said, I like looking at your face. My boyfriend said that to me in college. It was so sweet. Yeah. And I was like, that took me. I was like, oh, it's such a simple thing.
Yeah.
No one says that to anybody anymore.
I like your face.
Like, I like your face. Like, I like
to look
at you.
I say it all the time.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't had anyone to say it to, really.
Recently. Just say it to anyone. Just
say it to my dog.
Start trying it out. Go into the Starbucks.
You've got a nice face.
And just be like, I love your face today.
That's so sweet. I think it's just so sweet.
It is really sweet.
But the funny part was when he came back and he had the shirt and he was trying to talk to Elliot and the other Elliot was there, too.
Oh, that scene is like insane. Go
it's
ahead.
Awesome. But so one good. Of the funny things that I wrote down was how he was trying to figure out how to clean the shirt. And in the background, he like they dim his vocals down and hear him going over like, how cute is this? He's like, maybe a baking soda problem. I don't know. We could use bleach, but the bleach would be this. And he was like having this whole conversation with his self. And it was so cute.
Oh,
and he's like, maybe
God.
Definitely. He's like, oh, it's definitely a cold water problem. I was like, oh, my God, that is so cute. And they were just staring in the moment about that. And I thought that was really sweet. That was really great.
Yeah. And that's kind of like the most profound part of the story mm-hmm. is that while she hasn't been able to get in touch with her old ass, Elliot has now developed this relationship with Chad.
Chad.
And
the Chad.
It just happened. And now they're like in
so
love
sweet.
And or whatever they are. And
they're in love. They did say that.
Yeah, right.
In the movie, yeah. She says you're falling in love.
Oh, yeah. And then she reappears mm-hmm. all of a sudden and is kind of like...
With her life preserver on.
Right,
sunglasses because
right.
she's high.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh, my
so
God.
Funny.
What a great... I forgot. That's such a great twist.
And the same life preserver that the friend had in the opening scene.
Yes.
The only friend had the light. One girl had the
oh
lifesaver,
my God, funny.
Life preserver on.
I know. I feel like here it is right here. Well, this
That's
isn't
right
the
there.
Scene. This is it. Is it the same scene?
It's the same scene. It's the end.
She takes, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so they have this moment and she confronts her and is like, why, what is wrong with Chad? Like, why are you so, what happens with Chad?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to tell her.
Right.
And then she finally does and is like, he dies.
Yeah. Oh my God. My heart was just like,
which
oh.
I didn't expect. That was kind of out of left field. I was like, he dies.
Yeah.
That's like really
because I
really
kept looking
something.
For something that he was weird.
Yeah, like I was like something.
In the first scene, I was like, oh my God, get away from him. He's going to kill you.
I think that's what we
like,
all thought.
Terror.
That's what Elliot thought too.
Yeah.
Like this guy's a dick. He's going to be. And she can't
he's
put
so
the pieces
nice.
Together. She's like, how is this guy the problem? Because you're not thinking death. You're mm-hmm. thinking that he's going to do her wrong in some way. Or,
yeah.
But it. And then she's like, nothing's wrong with Chad. He dies.
Yeah.
And you'll never get over it. Like you'll never be able to.
Well, how would you get over something like that ever? You know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah.
I think you move on, but I think even death of relationships, there's always a part of it with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you,
yeah.
well, for me, at least if I knew I loved yeah. somebody really hard, like my heart's going to expand for the next person or next relationship, but I'm always going to have that love held mm-hmm. in my heart. But it can be broken.
Like yeah. Broken and I mean, what's awesome, right, is that you think like, what's she gonna think now?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a complete switch of now this younger self is like, you know, basically like schooling, kind of like bringing the wisdom.
Yeah.
So now she's getting wisdom from her younger self.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cool situation.
It's so neat.
And where she's like, I don't care. I'll do it anyway.
I think that's awesome.
And that's the point. Like, it just live your life.
And I think that's so like applicable today to everyone.
Everyone. What a great, yeah. Like,
because I have a quote written down. They say like, youth is wasted on the young.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, it is. But I was like, but it's also not. I wrote about this scene. I was like, it's so poignant.
Oh my God,
it's
that
about
quote
love.
I haven't heard in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, yes, maybe it is. But that's the point of youth.
Yes.
Is to be young and to be this expressive and to be in the moment and to like, she said, being young and dumb lets you live. And I was like, that is so true.
That's a good point.
You're ignorant. Ignorant is bliss.
Well, nothing's happened to you yet.
No.
So you don't have any built up experiences yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you have some stuff, but it's not like when you're older and you're like, God, I've had all these things happen now. Well, that just creates fear, which is why she tells her in the first place not to engage with Chad, because she's afraid of the pain that it's going to cause.
It's like an overprotective parent.
Yeah. And that's, my God. And parents do that too.
They do that because they don't want their children to hurt.
But like, everyone's going to hurt.
It's a fact of life. You're all going to love. You're all going to hurt.
It's all part of it.
And I think that being young and dumb, like lets you live. There's something else you said.
Yeah.
It's
great.
I thought it was really...
It's a
great
film.
Some of the lines are great. Like I think when it's going way back to the beginning.
Let me see if I can pull up.
I have one.
What do you have?
Where she eats a marshmallow and she's like, oh my God, I miss chemicals. Eat all the salmon. Eat all the salmon you have. Salmon's gone.
And then I'm wondering,
no one's allowed to have three children anymore.
What is this world that she lives in?
What is this?
I know. It sounds awesome. Like she's coming back from like a transcend, like kind of like a meditation. What does she say? But it's
a Hobie's retreat or something. Transcendental meditation.
But she's like, it's like that, but only better.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the quotes?
Well, there's something else she said, because Elliot was like, why don't you want to tell me something? And young Elliot was like, well, she asked old Elliot at the first trip. She said, why? It's because your life is so flawless and perfect. You don't want it to change. And the older Elliot just looks at her and was like, what? You know, I think that's a really good point is like, is our life, maybe our lives are perfect the way they are because that's just the way they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That there's no such thing as like perfect imperfect. Like it's just the way it is. It's just being. Yeah. I thought the funniest thing was when she and Chad kiss going under the dock, under the boat thing where he, like, she almost takes his head off because the boat has to go under this low thing and they have to like duck.
Yes. Yeah.
And he kisses her for the first time and then they come back out on the other side and she's like, I got to go to the dentist. I was like, what? She's like, I got a thing, I got a teeth. Do you have a boat license? And he's like, no. She's like, you'll be fine. Just drop me off here. They're in the middle of nowhere.
They are.
And
yeah.
She's like, I've got a dentist appointment. I was like,
that's funny.
So funny.
That was funny. Here's a cool line that she says. They ask about like what love is or something. I think
I like that.
And the older version of her says, I kind of feel like healthy love is safety and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, that is really good.
That's like being a parent.
That's like a perfect.
That's a really good way of saying it.
Right?
And you want a partner. Because I took
that.
A class in college called Human Bonding. And
it's not what you think, guys.
No.
Not that kind of bonding.
That only happens in Italy.
Not bondage.
Fair no.
You have really brought back my last name in
a
way.
I know, but it goes really well at the end of that song.
This is now the Paperno podcast, straight out of my living room, not Italia, no, just here in Harbison, Delaware.
When we were in the bakery, too.
Oh, my God. I know. I feel like I should own something with my last name.
Oh, my gosh. You need like a big shirt that says Paperno.
Well, my dad, never mind. Okay. Whatever. I don't need to talk about that.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
Oh, shoot. Love. Healthy. No, human bonding.
Oh, human bonding.
Bringing it back around.
Yeah. So I took this class my senior year of college and it goes through the stages of how humans bond, basically. Like you go from like your caregiver. Really. So parents become they're your caregiver.
Okay.
So then you move into the stage and this is why I was thinking this is maybe why, you know, it's similar to a parent because you go through the limerence period, which is about 2 years.
Okay.
You're all like, hey, it's great. And then people like break up. a little bit. And there's like a chart I can draw. But then as you go through, as limerence goes down, if the caregiving relationship starts to build and go up, that becomes like your parent again. So that's where the safety and freedom kind of makes sense. And so then you, that's when that extra part of the relationship starts to build. It's fascinating. And then there's other parts to it. And it's funny because you go through the stages of a breakup and like, as you go through the semester, like half the couples break up. Mm-hmm, I think I told you this.
So
before.
Where's the healthy one? How does that, how does the human bonding work? And it
as
works.
It helps you, it works because like you're a caregiver, like your relationship with your children or mine with my parents, it's not perfect,
right?
But you're able to talk and you feel safe enough to have those conversations. And yet they give you the freedom to go and be yourself.
Oh, wow.
And isn't that pretty like profound in terms of what we're looking for in like a partner relationship?
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
And that's what ends up being, because as you get older, even you have more like you're, even as you age, the relationships shift and you want companionship and something that's different. So it's like if you don't have what the doctor was saying, the psychologist was saying, like, if you don't have that caregiving relationship starting to go up and the limerence is going down, it's just the relationship's gonna die.
It's not gonna work out.
No, because there's a level of trust and bond, and even like there's something hormone, they're talking about male and female mostly, about like how hormones, like making a child, but it can apply to females too.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about like how children, like even though you think men are supposed to go around and like spread their seed or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so there's like this undercurrent of knowing that even though female have one egg,
yeah,
they'll have more. Like with that female, she'll ovulate and there's something about their relationship. He's going to have more, it's not security in having offspring by staying with one person.
Oh,
it's just something, and I'm not saying it right. Sorry, Dr. Moss, but that is the theory.
Okay.
And that's why they end up staying. And then after like four, you just kind of look at like when breakups happen. I think can apply to male-male relationships, female-female, but like raising a child, by the time the child's about four-ish, back in the day, I think that's when they thought that children could like fend for themselves. So the male would leave, the relationship
would
end.
Grab your spear and go.
Go get your food. Go get your cranberries.
I'll see you in a year. Go out and make your way, child.
Be gone.
Prove yourself at five.
Sorry. But I thought that was, it was like fascinating because you think about relationships and
Oh my God. Oh, you got to hold that one. Wow. All of them. Thank you. Damn.
Pepino. Piperno. Piperno.
Wow. So Allison needs to be in charge of the audio from now on. That's it. You got to just... Piperno. You're going to be the one to do this. Piperno.
Piperno.
It's like you've made my last name like a word that means something.
It is. It does. It means Piperno.
It means Piperno.
Get your coffee.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
But so okay, going everybody. Back to, but in 4 years, most relationships break up in 4 years. Or seven.
That's, well, we talked about that too.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah. Now I'm telling you, listener. No,
it's okay. They'd have to really care to pay attention to all of this from every episode.
I know, but anyway.
No, but that is, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
Well,
some people make it past that point and they just, 50 years later.
But they're really caring for each other and caregivers.
God, I can't even imagine being with somebody for 50 years.
That's my parents.
I know mine too.
53. They'll be 54 this
summer. Right?
Yeah.
It's like
I would like to get past a first date.
Yeah. That's...
No, I'm kidding. Two dates. Be taken out in public.
Oh, man. I'm
kidding.
Wow.
Piperno.
This is a special episode, guys.
It's just for you.
I love it.
End of a long month.
That's really funny. I might like not be able to get that out of my head.
I love it.
Piperno.
Piperno. Your coffee for the morning.
Your coffee for the morning. Ciao, ciao. Piperno. So, okay. All
right. I'm going to start crying because it's so funny. My face hurts.
I know. Me too. I'm literally like, oh my God. Okay.
So let's bring it back to the movie.
All right. So I guess in the, and what was the ending moment of this? So I remember this part, and then she has her like, oh, she kind of, it ends with her having like her solo day. Doesn't
yeah,
she like,
goes out
she
on the
goes
boat.
On her boat.
And she says goodbye to the lake.
Yeah. And I think that was really cool. And, yeah, and they don't have to answer all the questions for you.
No,
we
they don't.
We just know that, like, so this is the most important part is the scene where she's like, I'm going to do it anyway. You mm-hmm. know, I'm going to love him as much as I can. And that's it. And you could, I mean, and that is a movie kind of ending because, mm-hmm. like, life is way more complicated than that. I mm-hmm. mean, I was wondering that too. I'm like, how do you be with someone that you know they're going to die?
Well, I mean.
And, like, you don't know when it's coming and.
True.
That would be a little stressful.
But aren't we all going to die?
Thank you. I'm not doing it. I'm going to save us. I almost hit the button again. I don't want to destroy you guys. I'll give a real clap.
I mean, I think we all
I just
are.
Talked
we
about
don't know
this.
When it's going to happen.
I just actually talked about this the other day, yesterday, mm-hmm. about like how I've been listening to a lot of weird stuff, guys. I not only do this podcast periodically, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And
me too.
It was about like, I don't even want to tell you. It's like one of those soul, spiritual, whatever podcasts, consciousness. But yeah, I think it was, there was something about on there, they're talking about like how as humans, we basically just forget all the time that like, we're all going to die. Mm-hmm. We forget that that just is going to happen.
It's going to happen. We don't know when.
Yeah. And we're so hanging on to like what we think we're holding on to this existence.
We just gotta let it go.
And it's like, yeah, why are we all so surprised when it happens?
Because we know it's coming.
Even when old, I mean, I know it's hard like when somebody dies that's young or it comes tragically, but like, even when people die when they're old, like we get so upset.
It's still sad. It's still sad. It's an
ending.
And
I'm kind of like, yeah. What? But they're still here. They're not like, because yeah. I don't believe the body is, I do believe in something else. So like, I kind of feel like.
Marshmallows.
I guess you're just sad because you don't get to hang out with them here anymore.
In the physical realm.
In this world.
Physical,
world.
Yeah, in
yeah.
the physical being. And
but
I believe
some of
that.
These weird, these not weird, these energy channelers, they think like sometimes you have better connections with people mm-hmm. when they're not here,
mm-hmm.
which could be true too. That's my cat. It wants its food now. It's also the sign that I should probably end my podcast.
He's like,
Leo, well, speak your truth.
He's like, get done. Well, I do think just going to the end of the scene, like yeah. when she calls herself back. So the big Elliot calls a young Elliot and young Elliot, like doing such a thing where like, I think I'll go, she's on the toilet, listening
right,
to her
right,
phone,
yes.
just like listening. And they zoom in on her face and they said, and like the only advice she really, it was like, yes, live your life, do your thing, wear your retainer and moisturize your face, but also like go say goodbye to the lake. So when they end with that, it's like the sense of, just blissful energy and just being in the moment
it's
and
great.
Really reveling in that. And yes, we all do pass. But I think one main message for me was like big takeaway was just be in the moment.
Absolutely.
Love is hard and do everything you can in the moment. And then mm-hmm. it's gone.
Yeah.
You're yeah. on to the next day yeah. even.
Yeah. And embrace the beauty of those things mm-hmm. because love is, even though we think love is like so tangible and so like, safe and like you can hold on and it can exist for whatever you think it isn't. It's just mm-hmm. like anything else, like joy is fleeting. You can't hold on to it. Mm-hmm. It comes and it goes. And like, it's an expression of something. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling. It's so love is also like to be able to love so big
mm-hmm.
just for however long that is great.
It's awesome.
It doesn't diminish it. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. whether it was for how, you know, for 50 years or 3 months.
Right. I think, and it's so sweet how she says loving Chad is a gift.
That's right.
I was like, that is so true.
That is. And
being
that
able
is
to
lesson.
Love someone and love, have him love you is just like the best thing. Yeah, it's true. It
yeah,
is a gift.
It's a gift. And also that like when you when you're able to step into the presence of that and just really be allow yourself to feel the pure beauty of that and the joy and the feeling of that. The expression of that, I think it opens you to do it more with other mm-hmm. people and other things.
And
so to never shut it.
It
down mm-hmm. because you're afraid, like
you're afraid it's
going to
go away.
Yeah. And I have,
because it will.
I, yeah. And I mean, fear but just gets in the way for a lot of us.
It does. And I think it,
yeah.
It, and that's, I feel like the older Elliot has a lot of fear
mm-hmm.
for the younger Elliot. Yeah. And she's learned that like, she just can't.
Do you think she's gained that at the end? That she learns like, I need to let this go and see the beauty in it, and not just because she's able to see the presence of it because it's been so far removed for her too. Mm-hmm. So that part of like, now I'm just thinking about that. Like, cause you know, you have your past, and if it's like something that was upsetting or traumatic or whatever, you just are now living with the story of what that was.
Yeah. But you have the feelings when they get triggered, they come back to you. Right. I think that's what one of the beautiful things is, that the younger Elliot and seeing the scene and seeing Chad again, like, when she asked for the hug,
real reality,
in real time, it can go like, just like when you smell a cookie. I'm not comparing it to a cookie, but it goes into these parts of your body and senses that you have stored.
Absolutely.
And it takes you right back there. And I almost feel like she was able to really heal a wound for herself.
Yeah, actually, that's true, because she does get to hug him.
Mm-hmm. And she hugs herself and she heals parts of herself that she probably needed to, which is why she was so afraid of Chad and told the younger Elliot.
What an awesome story.
To not get involved with him. Yeah,
like this is like...
I loved it. I mean, I think
everyone,
it's,
please,
it's,
it looks
it's
like
a
little
movie.
And it's just like funny.
And it's like 90 minutes. It's not even that long.
I know, it's
And
not.
It's so palatable.
It's
and
great.
So easy to watch.
We love it.
Yes.
I'm so glad you watched it.
I'm glad I watched it too.
Yeah.
I like your old ass.
There it is. I like it too, everybody. Just get home, you know, get on the sofa. Put on, whoops, sorry.
Talked over my paperno.
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 Oh my God, this is like literally.
Sorry, guys. It's been a long month, but a good month. We're all lucky to have one.
Yeah, and embrace your old ass or your young ass, whatever
embrace
you want to.
Lift it, whatever you need to do.
It's great.
With it.
And enjoy the moments. And
because that's all you get.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. I know. This is like a deep,
that's a whole other topic for another time.
It is. But this was great. We did. Look, it's one. It's 11. It's 1:11.
That's good. We got to stop now.
It's perfect.
That's good time.
Good time. Allison, thank you for
thank
being
you
here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, everybody, if you hung on this long. And I wish I could give you a prize.
Coffee from Paperno.
E bella. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Till the next time.